Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia, Daf Beis. Mazel Tov to finish Bava Kama. Welcome to all those who are joining us in Bava Metzia. Let's begin the very famous parak of Shnaim Ochsin Betalis. Zok Da'ala Gemishnah. Shnaim Ochsin Betalis. You have two people holding to a talis. They're holding to some sort of clothing. Ze Omer Nimi Sasiya. This one says, I found it. Ze Omer Nimi Sasiya. This one says, I found it. Ze Omer Kula Shali. This one says, it's all mine. Ze Omer Kula Shia says, it's all mine. Now, firstly, Rashi points out that what are we talking about over here? This is a case Dafka where they're both holding it and they're muchzak, but they're holding on to it. And no one has a greater koch than the other one to say that it belongs to them. Because if it were to be that one of them is holding and one's not, then it's a motzi mechaver al v'raya. You've got to bring edim, it's a whole spiel. And it would belong to one who's holding it. So if we're talking about they're actually holding it at the same time. Now, what do you do in such a case? It's mine, it's mine, it's all mine, it's all mine. Right? What do we do? This one swears that he doesn't have less than half. This one argues, this one says, I don't have less than half, right? So each one swears about that, and then what do? Then you go ahead and you split it. And then split it between them. What happens in the other case? This one says, it's all mine. Another one says, you know what? Only half of his is mine. So if Reuven's saying it belongs to him, and Shimon's saying that it belongs to him, half it belongs to him. That means that Shimon is masking that at least half of it belongs to Reuven. Therefore, that's really where the machlokus is at. So what do you do? Ha'omer kula shali, the one who said it's all mine, what does he do? He gets to keep at least half of it, that's for sure. And then the other question is about the other half, then he gets a quarter of that, because it splits, which we're going to see. So ha'omer kula shali, shava she'lo ba'pachos mishlosh chalakim, he swears, I don't know, less than three quarters. Half of it for sure. And the other quarter of the other half, I also really own all of it, but I at least for sure own the three quarters of it, because when it says half of mine, he swears he doesn't have at least less than a quarter. And then what do? This one takes three quarters. This one takes his quarter. Let's say you have two of them riding on a horse, on an animal, right? One is riding and one is lying, is riding on it, and the other one is pulling it and like guiding it. What is it coming to tell you? Rashi says, Lashmina and Asa, Derchov Umanheg, Shneim Shavin, Liknos Behema Minhefka. That both of these, whether it's Rachov, whether you're Derochev, someone is Rochev on it, or he's leading it. It was equal in reference to being konet from Hefker. So what do you do in such a case? Zelmer Kulu Shaliv, Zelmer Kulu Shaliv. This one says this belongs to them. Zei Shavashin Lepachas Mechatzia. This one swears he doesn't have less than half. That he doesn't own less than half. Zei Shavashin Lepachas Mechatzia. V'yachloku. And then they go and they split that animal. Bizman Shei Modim. In a situation where they're Modim, where they agreed to one another, that they got it at the same time. They picked up at the same time. Osha from Hefker. Oshi Islam Edom is Edom. I say it happened at the same time. Cholkem Loshua. They were mechalik it without making a shvua. Frak the Gemara. Lamali the Misi Ze Omer Animus Asiya Ve Ze Omer Animus Asiya Ze Omer Kulu Shali Ze Omer Kulu Shali. Why do you have to say all that? It sounds like right. Listen, Chada. It sounds like you're saying two separate cases. Just say one case. And for the Gemara, Inachinami is what we're saying. Chada Katani. It's one case. Ze Omer Animus Asiya Ve Kulu Shali. It split it up, so it made it sound like it was talking about two different cases. But no, it's talking about one particular case where one guy says, I found it, and it's all mine. Vizel, my name is Sasiya, this one says, I found it, it's all mine. In fact, Gemara, why do you have to say both of those? Velistan and Mitzasiya, just say, I found it. And if you go, the guy says, I found it, then obviously, what does he mean when he says that I found it? Vani Adana, the Kulish Shali, and I know that he's implicitly saying, and that also, it all belongs to me. Itana says, no, because if you would have said that, then Mitzasiya, Havamina would have thought, my mitzasiya, what does it mean when it says I found it? Re'isiya. It means that I saw it. He's saying that I saw it. I saw it first. Afagav the loss of Leod, even though it didn't yet come to my hands, Bere'iya ba'al makani, he's going to acquire it just by looking at it. Rashi's mitkatani yachloku, because it says split it over there. That's what you wouldn't have thought. Tana kula shali, therefore he has to come and says kula shali, it's all mine. The bere'iya lokani, which means just looking at it isn't enough. You're not going to be koneh just by taking a look at it. You actually have to, take hold of it as well. That's what I say both. Frick the Gemara, mi matzah samart. My mitzvah. Did you really think that you could come to say my mitzvah? That what does it mean that I found it? That it means re'isiyah, I saw it? What do you mean? Would you have that havamin of ha'amar Rabbanai says, mitzasa, whenever he uses the lashon mitzasa, and you find it, da'asai lidei mashba. It's mashba that it came into the hands. This is a throwback to Bava Kama. We just saw this towards the end of Bava Kama. And Rashi comes in and explains what's going on over here. This is talking about Hashavas Aveda. The Pasuk says, V'chein ta'ase l'chol Aveda sachicha. Asher tovad mimenu umitzasa. Oh, see the word umitzasa. You should do this also with any one of the things lost of your brother that may be lost from him, and you find it. So the Gemara goes over there and explains that when it says your brother, that it's a miut. It's being mamayit, something that is your brother. But there's no chiyuv to go and do it if it's a guy. And the Gemara over there goes and to explain that maybe it's only in reference to retrieving it and returning the object. Meaning there's no chiyuv to go to get something, someone else's lost thing, unless that person is a yid. But once the finder has already gone through the trouble of getting it, maybe he's chayav to go return it to the original owner, even if he's a guy. And on that, he's coming to explain that when it's memayit, this idea that you find, it means that it's already in your hand, that even that case to go ahead, this is chiyuv to return it, doesn't apply to a guy. So the bottom line is, for our purposes, is mitzasiyah means that it's already in your hand, so I wouldn't have thought that it would have been just looking at, so vayter, I don't have to say, both of these are shown us. I could just say ani mitzasiyah, and you know that it means I took it also. So that's going in. That's a good point. Umitzasa dekra da'asli day mashma. That word umitzasa in the pasuk is implying that it's in your hand already. Umi however tana lishna da'alma nokat. I would think that maybe this tana is going in the lashon of people. Lashon b'nei adam. Rashi says ilo hader tana kula. If he hadn't said kula shali, have a mina my mitzasiya. What does it mean to Katani? Tana losha b'nei adam, the way that people speak. Achaz b'nei, he grabbed on the way people speak. V'lo losha ne mikra. Harbi b'nei adam karin la mitzia mishasriya. The way you went through psukim, yeah, mitzasiya means in your hand. But the way people speak says, I found it. It's not even touching their hand yet. So maybe that's what he was talking about over there. With the chazilei amal anoshkachas, he says, even when I see it, I already found it. V'afa gav the loss of the day, but even almakani, even the command, I already was kone it. So therefore, tanakula shali. Therefore, as I say, kuna shali, debri iba alma lo kone lo. Come to tell you very clearly that just by seeing it, that is not enough. You are not kone it just by seeing it. Frek the gemara, flip around the flipper over here. V'listi kula shali. Let him just say straight up, kula shali. V'lo bayan anima says, I don't have to say anymore the words of I found it. Obviously, if you're saying it's all yours, that means that you found it. So the gemara, no, itanakula shali. I would have said it's all mine without saying. I found it. Hava amina be'alma dekatani mitzasiya. I would have thought that that generally speaking, where the Mishnah goes and says mitzasiya that he found it, that b'ri'ya be'alma kani, or even kona just by seeing it. Therefore, the Mishnah has to go and say tana ani mitzasiya v'had tana kula shali. It says I found it and it's all mine. The Mishnah yaseira from the extra words of Yashmi'ina, I'm going to learn out that b'ri'ya lo kani, the b'ri'ya alone is not going to be kona. Frank the Gemara, Omi Matzazamet, Chadakatani. Can you really say that this whole Mishnah is only talking about one overall case? But it's split it up. It said it in a very strange way of Zeh Vizeh. Zeh Omani Mitzasiya, Vizeh Omani Mitzasiya, Zeh Omakushali, and then it's in Zeh Omakushali. Rashi says, Zeh Vizeh Katani, Gabi Mitzasiya. Tana ze omer v'gabi kula shali katani ze omer v'ichadu. If it's one case, hachi ivalei should have just said lamisti ze omer mitzasiya v'kula shali. Seems to me that no, it's splitting up as two separate cases over here. Amar Papa, and then we come up with another answer that actually it's not one particular case. One case is talking about finding something. The other one's talking about buying it. Mitzasiya is finding, and kula shali is buying. Amar Papa v'itam rav shimi b'raba v'amar lakede. Right, so some says Rabbah, some says Rishim Rashi, some say that it was Kedi. Reisha b'mitzia, the Reisha is talking about where it was something that was found. V'seifa b'mekach menkar, and the Seifa is talking about a case of buying and selling. The Lacha comes out to be the same, both cases, but again, one's talking about where they picked it up and they found it, and one's talking about no, where each one's claiming that they bought it and belongs to them. Utsricha, and we also need to bring both of these cases, both these machloks them out, to understand what the Lacha is. Beep, turn the page. Beis, I'm a beis. Ditana Mitzia, if we just would have taught the case of Mitzia, Hava Mina, Mitzia hu deromu rabbanon shvuale. It's by a Mitzia that the Chachamim came along and made us go ahead and make a shvua. Because Misham demore v'amar chavrai lav midi chaser ba. This person is going to justify and rationalize. Says Rashi, it's like a Mora Heter. He's going to Mora Heter out. So he's going to give a psak for himself to rationalize that it's okay. Lechos ba below mishpat. He's going to come over to a mitzia. Some guy picks it up. He's going to grab it also. And he's going to say, listen, this guy's not really losing out. right? Lav chasim idi, but it wasn't really his. Ezel itpis v'ispolig baday. So I'm going to go grab it, and then we're going to go and divide it, and it's going to come out. Everything's going to be wonderful, and he's not going to lose that. Rashi says, "Eno mafsed klum b'chinam ba'alo v'apelot torah." He didn't do anything for it. It was just like it was a find. So therefore, it's not a problem. And I'm going to pull some shtick over here, and we don't want that to happen. So they said, "No, you have to make a shvua." To say that actually you're both telling the truth. No one's going to come and say it by Mecca Chomemkar, because a person Taka is going to be losing out in such a case. Rashi says, Gam hu nasen esamos lemocher kedu kim lekamon denakad mitarvayu chad midaite v'chad bal korche kshiachlu yitol zechetzimosav. What they do is they split it and then each one takes half of their money. I feel like he chetzer nehu. That's low. The e low have a tzarich low because lo have a mahader. Abasar lemizbena v'zeh shabal lachlik v'liten chatzi damim shelo kedin mechaser. This guy, he wanted to buy this thing. Now he's actually going to be losing out. Even though he's going to get his money back, this is considered like he's going to end up losing out. So if a mekach memchor delakal memrach, you can't say that aim low. Then I would say that there'd be no shavua in such a matziv. So we showed him a spelak, because the guy who's lying over here, clearly if he's willing to lie in such a case, that means he's even willing to go so far as to do a shavua, which is a lie also, and therefore we don't want that to happen, so we don't do any sort of shavua. So that's what I have to say there. If we just would have taught us the case of buying and selling, then I would say the opposite. That's where they go and they make a shavua. Bishum damori va'amar, because he's going to go out again, he's going to more heter, he's going to rationalize and justify to himself and say, Chavrai demei koyayiv, this guy is giving money, he's giving money to the seller, if I'm demei koyayiv, and I'm also going and giving money to the seller. Rashi says, Damim ani rotze lita, and I also want to go ahead and I'm going to give cash money. Hasha the srichel didi, now that I need it for myself, eskli, I know I'm going to take it, v'chavrai leza litrach lisbon. And this guy over here, let him go and let him find some other business elsewhere. Let him go deal with it in another place. Now they're going to make him swear. This guy's not going to want to do such a thing because he's not going to want to swear falsely. But he's thinking, he's not really losing out. Let him go find something else. That's why we make him swear. Aval metzia delek lememrach, we wouldn't say such a thing over here. This lie over here is not, he's not going to rationalize and start justifying that the real guy who found it will find another thing that's lost over here. That doesn't make any sense. So that person clearly wants to cause this guy to lose, and it's not going to stop him from also coming to swear falsely. Rashi says, he's going to cause him to lose. I would say, in such a case, no, we're not going to do such a shvua. Tzricha, therefore, I have to say, both of these cases, to say that they divide it by a shvua, and both whether it's a metziah or it's mekach u'memkar. Frek the Gemara. Mekach u'memkar? You want to see our Mishnah is talking about a case of where they're buying and where they're selling? I mean, how could you say that that's what's talking about? Then if that's really the case, then let's just take a look and see if they're both claiming they bought it, let's go to the guy who sold it and ask him, who did you take the money from? She says, Nishal esamochem mi kibel damea. Ask who took it. The Tanya, b'kiddushin, l'na gemar kiddushin, ayin gibel beis, neman ba'la mekach lomer l'zeh mecharti v'l'zeh l'mecharti. We believe this guy to say who he sold it to. So gemar lo tzvicha. We need, the particular take we're talking about is the nukin mitarvayu. We took money from both. Mechad midaite. One, midas, in other words, he accepted willingly. Mechad balkorche, one against his will. This guy just forced it on him. He doesn't know who it was that he took it from midas, so much when he took it being forced. And therefore, we have no idea what's going on over here. So now they go and they split up this talis with a shavua. So let's go. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Ben Nanas. Rashi says our Mishnah, the mashbel tavayu, the chad mishtab l'shikra, that both of them are going to now swear, and that means one of them is end up swearing falsely. The look of Ben Nanas, Rashi says, "Mesachas shavuas gabi chenvini al pinkaso." On pinkaso, a seller on his shops, you know, shop owner on his pinkas, on his ledger. The Ibn Nanas. Ha'omer, Kate said, Ilu ve'ilu bon li de shavuos shav. How could it be that both of them are going to come to now make a shavuos shav? They're both going to come to Bezin, and Rashi says, Boy in the Bezin, Ilu ve'ilu bon Bezin, no manas li shava, Echad mehem le shav, Amar balabayas l'chenvini, Tein le b'ni chitim b'dinor v'alai le shalim, etc. The Mishnah is basically pointing out that you're going to have that one of them for sure is going to become to swear in a way that it's a lie. So our Mishnah also that says that each one swears the truth of what his claim was, seems to be against what Ben Yannis would say,
Says the court doesn't make it to be that two people are going to come and swear, and one of them, Avada, is going to end up swearing falsely. Says the Gemara, feel it him and bananas. You can even say it's going according to bananas, because Hasam Vadi Kishvul Shav. Over there in that case, that's a case where for sure there's going to be a Shvul Shav, there's going to be a lie. Didn't really spell it out. Rashi does spell out the whole case. Sorry that I cut myself off over there, but we're talking about a case where you have this guy who owns a shop, he's a shopkeeper, and he has a pinkaso as his ledger. And we're talking about a case of a guy who comes and he tells the shopkeeper to go and give money to the man's employees, and then to put the, you know, he'll take care of it on his, you know, on his account. And then afterwards, so the shopkeeper goes and gives it to the employees. And then afterwards he goes and he says, okay, he gave it. But the worker said, we never got them. Both of them now want money from the man. And the storekeeper says he wants the money from the man because I paid out. Tanakam over there would say that both of them swear and get their money. The Chenveni swears that he paid it, and the other one swears that he never got it. And then they both collect from him. But Nana says that no, it can't be, because if both of them go ahead and they do that, one of them is vade lying. So it doesn't work. So now we say for the time of Manas, you can even say Sam. Because some vade ikishvul shav, there's definitely shvul shav. But hacha ikilamemar delekishvul shav. Here, there is a way of saying that there's no shvul shav over here. Both of us holding it to the talus. And why? Because emet the price vayu bahadi adodi agbuah. We could say that the agbuah, that both of us picked it up at exactly the same time. Rashi says le mitzia, this mitzia of a kol echad de echad suffering. I need be sia tchila. I picked it up first. So kula shit, it's all mine. V'chi mishtaba al chetzil kushta. And when he's swearing on half kushta mishtaba, it's actually truth what he's swearing. Alina mekachomem kar nami shemel l'shneim nisratzu. When it comes to mekachomem, maybe also both of them. He wanted to sell it to both of them. So they say I bought it from the guy. He goes, I bought it from the guy. He was trying to sell it to both of them. Therefore, they have to go and split it. So period. We could even say it is going like bananas. Now the Gemara says, "Well, limbo is not like sumchos." Let's say our Mishnah doesn't go like sumchos. Rashi says, "Bavava kama gabi shor shenogeches apara." You have a shor that goes and he gores a par, an ox gores a cow. V'nimsa uber b'tzila, and you find this dead fetus next to it. That's daf ben vav. And we're not sure if it died beforehand or died because of the blow. The e kisumchos ha'amr mamon amuta b'safik chol kumlo shvua. Sumchos of the opinion of your mamon's money that's sitting in the safik about whether it was before or after. What do you do? Cholkin b'shava. I'm sorry. Right. We split it below shvua, and you don't even have to take a shvua. It goes against our Mishnah. It says they have to go ahead. They have to make a shvua before they go ahead and they make their money. So says the Gemara. Ve'elamai rabbanon. So what? You want to say the Mishnah go according to the Rabbanan? It's a machlokas over there in the Gemara and Bavakama between Tzumchus and Rabbanan. Ha'amri, but Ha'amri Motzvi Chaver, Oliver Raya, they're of the opinion that says that you want to go and take money from someone, Oliver Raya, it's on you to go and bring a proof that actually I did this. Rashi says, Be'edim, Ve'ilo, Lo Gabi Midi. You don't get anything. And they only split it when it comes to a Shavua. As Rashi brings down, over there, the Rabbanan say that you can't make the payment, you can't get it unless you have some Edom over here. But by us, our Mishnah says that even if there's no Edom, they go do such a thing. So therefore, our Mishnah is not going like the rabbis either. Not Sumchus and not the rabbis. So the Gemara, hi, my. Now, what's going on here? Iyamar Bishlam Rabbanan. If you want to say our Mishnah is going through the Rabbanan. The case that's going over there through Rabbanan is where the guy whose animal died wants to go take the money away from the owner of the ox now. So the money is totally in the hands of the owner of the ox. So over there, you want to say that that's not going to be a steer to our Mishnah. Over there, in the case where the shor, shenagach, the cow that got nailed by the shor, where they don't have the actual money over here. It's not both of them have it, but it's only the owner has it over there. Amr Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say, if you want to go and you take it, it's on you to go ahead and prove it. So the owner of the cow can't get anything unless he proves it. Halacha divide over here, or both of them are holding on to this talis, then the Chacham would be masking like our Mishnah, that Pal Gila Bishvua. They go and they split it with a Shvua. Rashi says, Kevin the Mechsa Guvainu, Rashi Chavera Toface. The high toughest bekula, the high toughest bekula, they're all holding on to it. Lo kimlu rabbanan, lohotzi mamon mecheskaso bechadi, keda amran hasam rabbanan debayi raya hatzvicham shvua. So there we don't have the whole shtickle, where we have like the case of Avakama in this circumstance. The chachamim could say they do it with a shvua. Ela iyamar tzumchus. But if you want to say that Mishnah is going with tzumchus, we have a problem. Hashdo ma hasam delo tafsi tevayu. Other than the case of the cow that got gored. Where they're not both, you know, being tofes as money right now. It's only in the hands of the ox, the ox's owner, who they want to get the money from. Cholkin below shvua. And Sumcha still says that we're cholik, we split it without any sort of shvua, and the owner of the cow without any shvur can get it. So hacha the rav would tafsi. The tafsi little kol shekain over here with the both folding onto it. Kol shekain. If over there we're doing it with no oath, with no shvur, over here also they're both onto it, for sure you're not going to have to do any shvur to go into split it. So the din, the way that Simchas rules, therefore doesn't work with our Mishnah. So it's going, no, we can make it work. I feel it in Simchas. You can even say that Mishnah works in Simchas. Kiyam or Simchas, Shema v'Shema. When does Simchas say that money that's a mutal b'safek, it's cholkin without any shvur, that's only when it's a maybe and a maybe. In other words, neither one of them really knows what exactly happened, like in the case of the gourd cow. None of them know exactly whether the cow was dead before it got there or only because of it. Aval, bariu, bari, lomer. But when it comes to bariu, bari, each one of them saying that this is mine, this is mine. In that case, Simchas didn't say his din over there. Each one is saying bari, for sure, this is mine. Then even Simchas, we mask him that it's only going to work if they swear, like the Mishnah actually said, so it can even be Simchas. So we tried to say, well, it can't be bananas. So we said, maybe it is. So it can't be Simchas. We say, well, maybe it is. So the Gemara says, well, the Rav Bar of Huna, the Amar, Amr Simchas Afilu Bari Bari, according to Rabbi Huna, who says that Simchas says his din, that Maman, that's Mutta Basafik, is Cholkin, even without a Shvua, even in the case of Bari Bari, Michael, remember, what are you going to say now? Must be our Mishnah Taka does not go with Simchas because our Mishnah is saying that they have to go swear beforehand. Says, we're not feel Tim Simchas. You can even make Simchas work in this also. Don't worry. Kiyamr Simchas, Hechit Deika Durara de Mamona. When does Simchas say that you don't have to make a Shvua? That's only when there's going to be a Durara de Mamona. There's going to be some sort of Chesron Mamon, says Rashi. There's going to be a loss of money that occurs over here. That's why we don't need a Shvua, like in the case of the cow. There's clearly a loss of money over here. The baby died, and we don't have to deal with a baby cow. But when there's no loss of money, like in the case of our Mishnah, then Simchas does not say that you don't make a shvua. Over there, the Hibataka say they do a shvua. Says Gemara, huh? Is this a kavachomer that Simchas would say that you don't need a shvua in the case of our Mishnah? Both of them have a loss of money. Doesn't matter who exactly the owner is. He's going to be losing money. They're going to split it. Beep, turn the page. Gimel Amanav. Vigil member Kula Lamar. Vigil member Kula Lamar. And not only that, but you could also say that it belongs entirely to one or entirely to the other. Right? So then, meaning the money of this fetus is going to belongs to one of them. And then Kozem or Sumchas Moman Mutta Masavik Cholkim al Shvua, you cholik it without any sort of Shvua, you don't make a Shvua. So Hachad Alekadur Adon over here, in the case where there is no loss of money, the Ikalamemer, the Tervayuhi, and now that you can even say that it belongs to both of them because maybe picked at the same time, then Lo Kolshkin isn't certain that you don't have to, that you can divide it without making any sort of Shvua, says Rashi. The Cholkim below Shvua, you say do it without Shvua, says Gemara. So therefore, now at this stage, we're saying that it's not certain that Simchas would say that in our case that the talis is divided without a shvua. It's going not feel to him Simchas. You could even say our Mishnah is going in the world of Simchas, who doesn't need to swear in order to go into mamar mutal basafik is cholkim without a shvua. However, shvua zumi derabanan he kedrav Yochanan. This shvua in our Mishnah. Is it Durabanan to get Shavuah like Rav Yochanan? Dam Rav Yochanan, Shavuah Zu, Takanas Chachamimi, it's a Takanas Chachamim, this particular Shavuah, Shaloye Kolecha Ve'echad Holech V'Tokif Patalisa, Shalchaver Vom Shalim. So you should have people just walking over, and the Rashi says Tokif means to Oches, and just grabbing to someone's talus and saying, it's mine. And that's why even Subachus is masking that the case of our Mishnah of a Shavuah is a Durabanan to get thing. Midrash, we don't have to, but Durabanan you can. And that you would have to, and that is why we can say our Mishnah is even working in the world of Simchas. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.